Hey, I'm Andy. And you're listening to the HMO Podcast. Over 10 years ago, I set myself the challenge of building my own property portfolio. And what began as a short-term investment plan soon became a long-term commitment to change the way young people live together. I've now built several successful businesses, I've raised millions of pounds of investment, and I've managed thousands of tenants. Join me and some very special guests to discover the tips, tricks and hacks, the ups and the downs, the best practice, and everything else you need to know to start, scale and systemize your very own HMO portfolio. Now.
As the weather begins to change and those nights draw in, we're about to find out what those utility packages that we've signed up in, what all of these conversations and plans actually mean in monetary terms. We're about to start finding out what it really is costing us to run our HMOs this autumn and this winter. Now, hopefully, you've signed into a package, you're settled in, and of course, Liz Truss came in and bailed us out of the energy crisis to a degree. Now, it's not perfect, but it's certainly a lot better than it could have been. But today, I actually want to talk to you about what I'm doing next year for utilities. I'm already now planning my utility prices and packages for July 23 to July 24. That's because in October, last week, we started to plan our student properties and our adverts for next year. They've all gone live now. And what that meant is I had to think about what our rents were going to be. I had to think about what considerations we needed to give to utilities in that. And that meant I've got to start thinking well ahead. So today, what I'm going to do is talk to you about what I'm actually doing about utilities for the next 18 months. I'm going to talk to you about the packages and the prices that I've actually signed up to. Hopefully, this gives you an insight into my business. Hopefully, this gives you a bit of a heads up and can help you make any decisions that you might be thinking about and have to make yourself in your own business when it comes to utilities. If that sounds interesting, if this is something you need to get your head around, then please stick around. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of the HMO Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Andy here. We're going to be getting back to the podcast in just a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you very quickly about the HMO roadmap. Now, if you're serious about replacing your income, or perhaps you've already got a HMO portfolio that you want to scale up, then the HMO roadmap really is your one-stop shop. Inside the roadmap, you'll find a full 60-lesson course delivered by me, teaching you how to find more deals, how to fund more deals and raise private finance, how to refurbish great properties, how to fill them with great tenants that stay for longer, and how to manage your properties and tenants for the future. We've also got guest workshops added every single month. We've got new videos added every single week about all sorts of topics. We've got downloadable resources, cheat sheets and swipe files to help you. We've got case studies from guests and community members who are doing incredible projects that you can learn from. And we've also built an application just for you that allows you to appraise and evaluate your deals, stack them side by side and track the key metrics that are most important to you. To find out more, head to the hmoroadmap.co.uk now and come and join our incredible community of HMO property investors.
Welcome back to today's episode. So, what I'd like to do today is talk to you about what I'm doing with my utilities for next year. I know it's a long way away, but I've got to think about it right now. And if you're a student landlord, even if you're managing professional lets, this might be something that you want to be thinking about now. So today, what I'm going to try and do is talk to you about what I'm actually doing and talk you through why I'm doing it and why I'm making these decisions now and why I'm signing into these sorts of agreements now. So of course, the utility position, the picture right now, looks certainly a lot better than it did at one point. Don't get me wrong, utilities are still much more expensive than they were 12 months ago, but at least it does look like they're going to stay put for a period of time, which is great. Who knows what else will happen as a result of all of these bailouts, but just looking at utilities and nothing else right now, at least we can say Liz Truss came and she got on top of that and it looks a lot better than it did. So I'm quite happy with the overall outlook on utilities. And what I want to say before I get into this is I'm not doing this because I'm worried that rates are just going to suddenly run away. That's not actually it. There's more to it than this. As a student landlord, we need to think about letting our properties at the right time. There's a lettings window, and that lettings window for us and for many student landlords around the country will be between October, November and February, March time. We prepare our adverts, we put them online, we do viewings with tenants, we get them signed up for the houses, and those tenants move in the following July. I'm sure, you know, you've been listening to the podcast for long enough, so you guys know all about it. And of course, I banged on about the student changeover in July, didn't I? So right now, we're advertising our student properties for next July. And to do that, we need to decide what the price is that we're going to be advertising at. And to be able to determine that, we need to know what the utility package that we're including is going to be or is going to cover. And of course, that bit has changed since this time last year. What I'd like to do, first of all, is give you some context as to where I'm at right now. And then I think that'll help you understand the difference between where I am now and where I'm going to be next July. So we went with a company called Unihomes. Unihomes specialise in student property billing. Now, before you get too carried away, the first thing I will say is that these guys are B2B. They don't like to work with small landlords. They don't like to work with people with one or two properties. They like to work with agents. They like to work with portfolio landlords. So I'm not sure that if you're a small landlord, then these guys would work for you. And that's just me being really honest. I'm 99% sure that that's the case. It may have changed. Feel free to look into it, but I'm pretty sure that that is the case. But I'm sure there's still a lot of context here. And don't worry too much about who the supplier is. I think what I'm talking about today and why is much more important. So last year, for our tenants that moved in this July, we decided to go with a company called Unihomes. Now, previous to that, we managed all of our bills internally. We were with Scottish Power, Yorkshire Water, Severn Trent. We were with Virgin for broadband, a bit of BT. And while we had a pretty good system in play, my team managed it all internally, there was an awful lot to do. There was a huge body of work, and we did rely on some of the big energy giants, including Scottish Power. And it really was a bit of a disaster, if I'm totally honest. Not the result of anything my team did or didn't do. When you're working with these huge energy giants, they work with domestic supplies and we need a commercial service. Yes, it's a residential tariff. They're residential properties that we manage, but we needed a commercial service and we didn't get that. And that made it incredibly difficult to manage bills. It made it incredibly difficult to plan when we would get bills, how much the bill would be. So for various reasons, it was just a bit of a disaster, but we managed it as well as we possibly could. I decided, though, that for a few reasons, we needed to move away. Now, this time last year, I could see what was happening in the energy market. Things were on the move. It was clear that they were going to increase. I was thinking about that, and one of the big risks that we have as HMO investors, providing bills inclusive packages, is that while we might have a certain amount planned for usage in our houses, our tenants can often and will often use more. They will overspend. Now, for our student properties, we can put fair usage clauses in and we can actually recoup and claw back any overspend at the end of the tenancy. I'll maybe circle back on that. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It requires a lot of manpower to do. And actually, irrespective, when those tenants overspend on a month-by-month basis, it's us who have to actually stump up and pay that bill. So even though we'd accounted for X amount, sometimes we were paying Y because our tenants were just spending much more. We had to stomach that. We had to swallow that right until the end of the year, at which point we would try and claim it back. With our professional tenants, it was a little bit different because we couldn't put fair usage clauses into our tenancy agreements with professional tenants. Because they're not all on one tenancy, it's impossible to point the finger and say that any one individual was responsible for the overspend on gas or water or electricity that month. And of course, trying to push that back on a whole group, you get someone says, well, it wasn't me. I don't use the heating in my room. I've only had one shower. I've not been. So it's impossible with professional tenants. And you kind of just have to swallow any overspend. You can't claim it back. So that's a real risk. There's a real risk with professional tenants. They overspend and it just comes out of your pocket. And that can be substantial. And there's a real risk with students that even when you do have fair usage clauses in, they overspend and you have to pay for it and cough up that cash on a month-to-month basis until you can eventually claw it back. And that requires a lot of manpower. So for both of these reasons, the way that we were doing it previously just wasn't ideal. And I felt, with that considered, and the fact that utilities were on the move, they were going to increase, I felt like there was just a bit of risk. And all the while, this was getting more and more difficult to manage internally. My team was struggling more and more. And they would say, Andy, this is a nightmare in these bills, and we've got Scottish Power chasing for this. And They would do funny things like take 10 of our accounts and put them all on one property and just give us a huge bill for £4,000, £5,000, or £6,000. And it could take months and months and months to unravel. And my team would end up on the phone for hours. And that's just a tiny, tiny, tiny snippet into some of the challenges that we've had over the years with utilities. So for all of these reasons, I decided, no, we're going to do it differently. We're going to go with someone who can just manage all of this for us. So we decided to go with a company called Unihomes. And Unihomes are interesting because they specialize in bills packages for students, but their USP is that if you go with them, they actually have a platform where they will advertise your property and we don't have to pay for that element. And as an agent owner with a lot of properties, we were spending a lot of money on Rightmove and other platforms, and this was another great bonus. I thought, great, that could be really good. Wasn't too sure how they would do, whether they would actually let them, whether we'd get the inquiries. But I thought, you know what? Worst case, we can still put them on platforms like Rightmove, so there really wasn't anything to lose. But fingers crossed, they actually do what they say they're going to do, and it works. And one of the other great benefits about these guys was that the tariff that we would sign up to, and I'm going to come on and tell you what those tariffs are now that I'm currently paying and what I'm going to be paying next year, but they were fixed. The amount that I signed up to would not change. And the tenants could spend more or spend less, and that amount that I paid to that utility supplier would not change. So what this meant was that I could remove the risk of the overspend, and I could know with absolute clarity what my monthly payments to my utility provider was every single month, and it just wouldn't change. There was no risk, there was no risk of overspend. Great. This, for me, was just music to my ears. And of course, they would manage all of it. They would manage gas, water, electricity. They would manage the broadband. They would manage the TV license. The only one they don't manage is council tax. And actually, council tax is a little bit easier to manage. We deal with the local council. So I was okay with that. So we moved all of our utilities over to these guys. And that was about this time last year. It was a huge operational exercise for my team. It ruffled a lot of feathers, but I was sure that if they did what they said they were going to do, this could be great for us. Now, one of the key things that we had to decide at that time was what we were prepared to pay. Now, we didn't have much choice, in all honesty. Their rates were their rates, but we weren't paying that much at that time from our current suppliers, from the likes of Scottish Power and those guys. We were still on pretty low tariffs we were fixed in. So actually, I knew that making a move would ultimately land me on more expensive tariffs. Now, the way it works with Unihomes is there is a slightly different rate depending on the number of rooms in that property. So 3 beds and 4 beds or 5 beds and 6 beds, they all have a slightly different tariff per person per week. So for a 5 bed, the rate that I signed up at was £16 per person per week. The 6 beds was £15 per person per week, and so on and so forth. So to give you an idea then, the 5 beds at £16 per person per week, that includes gas, electricity, water, TV license, and broadband, so more or less everything other than the council tax included, across the course of months spread out equals £346 a month. That is essentially my fixed bill for every single 5 bed in my portfolio, and that's what I'm paying today. This was a bit more than I was paying back then, but just take a moment and think about that. £346 for all of those utility services, including broadband, that looks pretty great now. So, in retrospect, I know that I signed up to fantastic rates. Of course, what happened is utility prices started to move. The wholesale price of gas and electricity really started to ramp up. And this company, Unihomes, had to put their prices up very, very quickly. They went through, I think, 6, maybe 7 iterations of prices in the last academic season. I got in right at the very beginning of that academic season and secured some good prices. But they went all the way up to £26 for that very same 5-bed property. Substantially more. So much more. And that's where they ended in the last academic cycle. Now, as I sit here and record today, I can tell you exactly what the rates are that I'm signing back up to. Interestingly, their rates actually came down a little bit from their last iteration last year. And that is, of course, because of the energy bailout and the stabilisation of utility prices. The same 5-bed is £24 per person per week. Now, across the month, what that means is that's about £174 more per month than I'm paying today. I'm paying about £346. Now, it's gone up to £24 a week from £16. That's a difference of £174 a month, which takes my bills this time next year, or from July next year onwards, to £520. Again, gas, water, electricity, TV license, and broadband. And you know what? Given that these guys can actually let all of my student properties on their platform, and given that I don't have to manage any bills internally, and given that there's no risk of overspends on me, I think that that is pretty good. And that is exactly why I'm signing up right now for next July. It gives me the confidence to go to market right now. I feel really confident about the prices that we can go out to the student market with. I feel confident being able to tell our students that this is what the package is. And I feel confident as a business looking ahead. There are a lot of things that are out of our control at the minute. Inflation, interest rates, and lots of other stuff. And being able to control at least one of those elements, and I really didn't think it would be the utility component, but being able to control this for me is really important. This is a really key part of my business, running HMOs, lots of rent-to-rents and lease deals that are quite sensitive to numbers and overheads. This is really important. This allows us to know exactly where we're going to be and just get on with everything else. We can figure out how to make more money in other areas. We can figure out how to save money in other areas. We know what this is and we don't need to worry about it. So all of my professional lets are on the same. I have the same deal on all of my professional lets. And the only consideration is that council tax isn't included. So I think on average we pay about £120 for most of our professional lets, maybe 140. I don't know all of them off the top of my head. But on top of the 520, which will be next year's bills from next July, a month, plus, let's say, 120 for council tax, my entire liability of bills is going to be £640 for a professional let. Now, that is a lot more than I'm used to paying and have been paying over the years. Don't get me wrong. This is definitely still quite a big step up from where we've been over the last few years. But I can stomach that. And you know what? We've already, and I've talked about it on the show, increased rents. You know, we've been doing things like that. We've been really improving our customer service and we've massively reduced the churn. We've actually engineered a solution to keeping tenants in our properties longer and they're happier and they've actually been okay and understanding of some small increases in rents. And actually that's all gone well. And we've engineered. So actually as a business, even though these costs have gone up and continue to go up, we've been able to control it very well. And as a business, we've really been able to control our overall direction. As a landlord, as a portfolio owner, this is so important to me. I love that this just gives me the oversight. It gives me confidence. It gives me security. And it gives me a lot of time because I don't have to worry and manage all of this stuff. And I can focus on other areas of my business. Now, like I said at the beginning of today's episode, this isn't meant to be a carrot dangling exercise whatsoever. I'm just telling you because I think you might be interested to know how I'm thinking and why I'm thinking like this. And please don't get too carried away with the rates. And please, please, please don't benchmark everything that you do and every conversation you have against these. You're going to find a lot of different rates out there. And honestly, you will be able to engineer a cheaper solution to this. If you're not a portfolio landlord, if you're not an agency owner, I don't think these guys are going to work for you. I just don't think they work with small landlords. I'm really sorry. But hopefully this does give you a bit of food for thought, a bit of context as to what I'm doing and what you potentially could be doing. I wanted to update you on this, guys, because this has been a key part of what we've all been doing and thinking about in our businesses over the last 6 to 9 months. It's a conversation that has come up again and again and again and again in the HMO community, and I've answered it. And I like that I can come to you with sort of almost 12 months notice about what I'm going to do. These tariffs take me through to July 2024, and as I'm recording this, it's October 2022. That's how much oversight I will have in my utilities, and that is how I want you guys to think about your businesses and portfolios. This is the sort of planning you should be making. Right now, there's a lot of stuff going on. Interest rates are going up. We know that. Property values are likely to come down. We've already been talking about this stuff and planning and putting contingencies in place and making sure you're safe and can weather this storm, but can also continue to take advantage of opportunities. This is that sort of long-term thinking I really want you guys to take away from today's episode. That really is the most important thing. That's what I want to get over in today's episode of the podcast. I hope that this has been helpful. I hope it's been interesting. And look, don't worry too much if you can't go with these guys. I have got one other property who's not with these, and I'm with Octopus at the minute. I've got to say, of all the big suppliers, Octopus for me in the last 12, 18 months have been good. I'm with these guys just because I've got some refurbs going on and I'm not ready to move over to people, unihomes for properties that are still vacant. But ultimately, they will, and it will move over to unihomes. So now, while that's going on, I'm still with Octopus on a couple of bits. And I find that they're really good, and I kind of like what Octopus are about. As a utility company, there aren't many that you can say that about. They are heading towards a greener solution. They're not entirely green, to be fair. I don't think any energy supplier could operate on green energy alone at the minute. It's just impossible. But they're working towards it. And yeah, you might want to take a look at Octopus. And what I would say is that their customer service is substantially better, like noticeably, significantly better than the likes of Scottish Power, British Gas, E.ON, those guys. Honestly, second big takeaway from today's episode is, guys, please stay away from the big energy giants. They are not the right sort of solution for you. There are much better options out there. I don't know them all, haven't been through them all, but I can tell you the big guys are just not set up for this, and you're probably not doing yourself any favours. Even if they are the cheaper tariffs, you've really got to think about customer service. You've got to spend hours on the phone chasing bills and correcting mistakes. That is ultimately going to come out of your back pocket. That's it for today's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any questions about this at all, come on over to the HMO community. I'm in there. You can find some guidance and support, and I'll try and answer any questions that you have got on this. Of course, if you want to level things up, if you want to take things to the next level, then you've got to be inside the HMO roadmap. It's fantastic. Our community continues to grow. Come and join me at Member Masterminds every single month. I'm there on hand to answer your questions about your business and get to know you. It's a great way to work together. Of course, you've got dozens of expert masterclasses, hours and hours of videos and lessons from me, downloadable resources, everything you could possibly need, and so much more. So please, please go and check it out. And if you've got 30 seconds, please do leave a quick review of the show. You can leave a review on Apple and Spotify. And remember that in August, we're running a giveaway. If you leave a review of the show, just make sure you leave your name in it, or take a screenshot and send me a screenshot of that with your review, and either on Instagram or Facebook, I'll acknowledge that. And at the end of October, we're going to pick a random winner, and that winner is going to get a year's full and free access to the HMO roadmap. It's our way of saying a little thank you for all of your support over the last 2 years. Of course, the end of September marks our second birthday on the podcast, so that was our way to say thank you so much to you guys. That's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget that I'll be right back here in the very same place next time. So please join me then for another installment of the HMO podcast.